An Album a Day is my exploration into the Korean music scene. This podcast will cover mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provide both factual and opinionated commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own.
We're reporting live from my kitchen. I was thoroughly impressed with AT's growth over the course of four albums last episode. As we conclude the Treasure albums, will the young men deliver on a solid ending to that era? Treasure epilogue, action to answer, right after the drop.
You're tuned into An Album a Day. Show, start.
Hey y'all. The Treasure era, or extended debut era, which began in October 2018, came to its conclusion on January 6, 2020 for AT's South Korean discography. The era also saw three releases in Japan, carrying on the theme of wild adventure and discovery for 16 months. By this point in their career, the gentlemen have established solid footing in hip-hop and EDM genres. They'll certainly close things up with an album that delivers on that energy, right? Action to Answer features five tracks: Answer, Horizon, Star 1117, Precious, and Outro Long Journey, and it's just under 16 minutes of listening time. As we've heard before, Eden and his creative team took the reins on this album and gave us something that focuses on all AT's colors, ballads included, to insist that you anticipate more. The standout and most unexpected track on here is Star 1117. The ballad opted for more live instrumentation than their other tracks and showcases lovely melodies. More importantly, the song is in celebration of their fans. There's nothing more intimate and joy-inducing than songs from your favorite artists with you in mind. AT's likely got a few tears of gratitude from fans with this one. I was gonna say friends. What I like about the placement of this track especially is that it is followed by a brooding Eurobeat track that's impossible to not at least nod your head along to. K-pop fans, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being essential listening and 1 not worth mentioning, the A3-Day rating for Action to Answer is a 5. The album is perfect. The sequencing makes total sense and the sonics are consistent. In the outro, we're asked if we finally found our treasure, and I must say to this group's fandom, indeed they have. We still have a lot of discography to experience of theirs, and I still haven't watched any music videos except those associated with their debut album. I'm not saying I'm going down the rabbit hole deep, but I am saying that they've set a high bar. Let's run along together and listen to more. There are sponsored ads and social media hashtags, but this show is truly supported by the efforts of My McGualas, the most amazing fan base a little entertainer could ever have. Special shout out to my Patreon patrons, the freshmen, student body, the scholars, and the staff who keep my vision of becoming your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z a real thing. If you're interested in supporting the growth of this content, please visit patreon.com/MULTIFACETEDACG, and for as little as $1 a month, you can get in on the magic. Interested in continuing your support at the free 99 price? I love you for it. You can still engage with the show and me, your lovely host, when you retweet, repost, and share the show and use hashtag A, the number 3, and the word day. And please consider leaving a few stars or a review on Apple, iTunes, IMDb, or Podchaser to keep things growing in the right direction. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.